Hello and welcome again to PCP. It's me, Pete Kogel. It's PCP 401. And in the week after the Great Escape, I think I'm absolutely knackered. I spent the entire week sort of wanting to go to sleep. I'm just going to show that even though I don't think we actually partied particularly hard last week, it's going to show my body is fighting against this. I've come to the conclusion I'm a bit of an old fart, more than I even was. I've been out for one run this week. I've done a couple of Zumba classes, but I haven't really done it as anywhere near as much as I need to. And I'm doing a 10k run in a week and a bit's time, so I need to get my arse in gear. So let's hope the music gets me motivated. I have 10 wonderful tracks of music, featuring tracks blagged from various different places, from CDs I got at the Great Escape Festival, and from all over the world. Let's start with this one. This is A Song for Your Soup by Box of Brats.
Find that easy rock and roll. You'll be on the radio. It's called a song of your pleasant soul. Stay asleep and never be. Don't wanna be a fruit boy dressed up like a wall. I'm gonna be a naughty boy. One, two, I keep myself that it. Old fashion and short for defective teenagers and beatdowns in other skirts. Don't want to be a fancy boy, dress up like a war. I'm gonna be a naughty boy. Why do I keep myself alright? Fight to your cheap rock song. Knew why you hate your white. Always a similar story. Yeah, 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 stop pistol. Don't wanna be a fruity boy, just don't like a war. I'm gonna be a naughty boy. One, two, I keep myself alright. Then as we're fighting wages, you listen, you hang on your chin. You pretend you love those weeks, but you don't even understand it. Don't wanna be a fruity boy, dressed up like a bitch. I'm gonna be a naughty boy. One, two, I keep myself alright. Fight that shit and fuck you off. That was a song for your soup. Find their noise and prick up your ears. I'm not a target for your hunt.
A Song for Your Soup by Box of Brats. They are based somewhere in France. They obviously changed their name at some point because they used to be called Lost Control Band. How do I know this? I know this because you go to their MySpace, which is myspace.com/LostControlBand04. Little word to the wise, guys, if you do change the name of your band, change the name of your Facebook as well and your MySpace and all that sort of stuff. In fact, why bother with MySpace at all these days? It's a bit dead. Anyway, I got that from Jamendo. It's an excellent little EP. Go check it out. Go check it out. Even though I have to say Jamendo is bloody awful at the moment. It still hasn't improved its look. It's still virtually unusable for music lovers like me. I just cannot be arsed to go through and find individual tracks. I am looking for albums, people. I'm looking for albums, and then I shall pick interesting tracks. That's the way I like it. That's the way it's going to be for me. So, yeah, a bit disappointing, but never mind. Hopefully, in time, they will get their act together and come back, but we'll wait and see. So, that was your first track. We have lots of wonderful new ones. This next one is with the title of Sexy Sushi. which of course obviously got my attention. This is from a French compilation album, which came to me by the French Music Party, French-music.org is where you'll find that particular one. The album is called We Love, as in O-U-I, We. Love. There's two of those albums, and this is a track from one of them. And the band is called Sexy Sushi is the name of the band, rather. Tête de Dinde, D-I-N-D-D. I'll do a bit of research and work out what that means. Why do you have a listen? Go on then. Indeed, love it. Sexy Sushi was the title of the band. You can find them on myspace.com/sexysushimusic. So I send out you had a huge sherbet. Tête de Dinde, which I haven't had a look at for. Hold on, Alan, I'm just going to have a little look. Oh well, it means turkey head. That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? But never mind. Whatever. Let's move on to the next track, shall we? Well, first of all, let's have a little conversation about last week, and of course, The Great Escape was fantastic. Mr. Clitheroe over there at Suffolk and Cool has put together his last week's podcast, which features an interview with Ben Kaplan. So if you liked what you heard at the end of the last podcast with him doing his busking session, then go and check out Ben Kaplan's conversation. Very interesting stuff indeed. Been around quite a while and done lots of really interesting stuff with a very, very clever band. Very, very clever band indeed. We did like them. So that was then. What have we done since? As I said, well, after that, I've been coming sort of completely knackered trying to get my act together and get my Oh, God, I'm yawning. Oh, stop it, Carla. Oh, I do apologise if that's made you yawn. It probably has, hasn't it? They are infectious. Brought to you with love and with yawns. Let's get on with some more music. This is Urban Photograph by Urban Cone. Another track from the Sounds of Sweden album. It's a sampler that was given away. You can find Urban Cone at myspace.com. Urban Cone, another one, still doing MySpace. Get off MySpace, it's bloody useless. They're from Stockholm and they sound like this. Photograph by Urban Cone from Stockholm in Sweden, found from the excellent Sounds of Sweden album. That's actually come from the Swedish Ministry? No, the Swedish Culture or something. You can find out more about them at kulturadet.se, which is probably a complete balls above their pronunciation. But that's where the album came from. And you can find more about Urban Cone, as I said, at myspace.com. Urban Cone. Very good. Very good. Now, have I mentioned the Angel Dust Records release? I think I probably did last week, didn't it? So we're getting some airplay on various different podcasts. Big thanks to Mr. Millet, of course, from Secret Archives, Vince has been playing some stuff, and I'll play another one of his tracks a bit later on. And very pleased to hear that Vince and Louis will be on Bobby Friction's show this Monday coming up. So if you can catch this show very early on Saturday or Sunday, you will get a chance to listen to that. Always worth listening to them, and nice to see that somebody on Radio 1 has actually picked them up and started playing them. Yes! Get on with it, people. They're marvellous. They're wonderful. And we like them a lot. So let's get the news out there and make them into a bigger band than they were before. That'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic. Let's move on. This is a record that comes to you from the Basque country. And the artist is called Jar Slave. He meets El Bib for another piece of wonderful melodica. I knew there was a record reason why I wanted to mention Melodica Time and the Angel Dust Records. There's another one out called Blazing Melodicas, which I think is a fantastic title for an album. And I'm just expecting everybody all sitting around the campfire having a bit of a toot on the melodicas, of course. This is Real Rock Rhythm. Thank you. Just slightly providing us with a rather rootsy, fantastic groove there for a track called Real Rock Riddim. You can find him at Reggae Dubwise, Jar Slave, Jar underscore Slave, from the Basque Country, with Il Bib on Melodica, giving it his all. Fun, wonderful stuff. Find them both at Reggae Dubwise. Excellent album, action track rather, from an excellent album, as I said, called Melodica, Blazing Melodicas, which is, I think it's a great title for an album. Obviously somebody got a sense of humour there, which is really, really good. Let's get back to The Great Escape and another track from Jackson Firebird. Really did enjoy what they did, from a little village called Mildura in Northern Australia, Northern Victoria in Australia. This is Shake the Breakdown. Jackson Firebird there with Shake the Breakdown. Marvellous stuff. Definitely got my eardrums going with that one. I have several times as I've been playing that album. Wonderful stuff. Really good bands worth seeing live if you get the opportunity. I don't know how often they're going to be over here in the UK, but if you do see them, check them out. Wonderful stuff. Shake the Breakdown. Jackson Firebird at jacksonfirebird.com. Always. a good thing. It was a good thing. Right, let's move on. Here is a track that I put my iPod on shuffle when I was on holiday and in the Canaries just a couple of weeks ago, and this track came up and I thought, oh, I haven't played anything by Celestial for a long time. This is Time Machine. Marvellous. Time Machine by Celestial, also known as Hong Kong Dub Station at hongkongdubstation.com. Wonderful stuff. Absolutely enjoyed that. And as I said, I did rediscovered that as I was sitting on the by the side of the pool. I thought, oh, yes, got to have some of that. So that track, that made it into this ear podcast. It's very good, that is. Moving on, and here is the track I promised from Vince and his broken drum compadres, not from Secret Orchestra of the Vatican, but from his other project, Thousand Yard Prayer, who released an album at least once every 10 years. They've had two, one in 2002 and one in 2012. Let's hope the next one's a bit quicker. This is Sassanid. Some Persian influences there in a track called Sassanid by Thousand Yard Prayer. Find them at Broken Drum Records. And yeah, very good stuff indeed. I've been playing quite a bit from that album. There's 4-track EP. What's the title of the track of the EP called again? Blah, 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 blah. Hold on. World Without End is the title of that EP. Go check it out. Definitely worth downloading. You can download it for free, or you can pay a small fee. It's entirely up to you. That's what the band have been doing recently, and I think it works quite well for them. They've had quite a few downloads of our Panjandrum, as the how you pronounce the last album from Secret Archives. Good stuff. Right, I keep thinking. I must tell you about something. I was going to say when I was at the Great Escape, they were saying a couple of very interesting things. I went to a couple of different conference bits. One was Mixcloud. Now, I didn't know this about Mixcloud, but Mixcloud, because we went and had a chat with the guy from Mixcloud and said, "Why don't you allow downloads?" And he said, "Well, I don't allow downloads, or we can't allow downloads, because we have a relationship with the Performing Rights Society and various other societies. We will actually pay the royalties on tracks that feature in our mix clouds, our cloud casts." And we thought, what, you pay them, not anybody else? He said, yeah, we pay them. So we said, hang on, we can put a track up on a mix cloud, anything, you know, Led Zeppelin, and you'd pay the PRS for that. Yep, he said. Right, okay. So if anybody's out there and fancies putting a their best of record collection or something out on Mixcloud, go do it. They're going to pay it for you. Fantastic. Everyone can become even more of a cloudcaster, podcaster, whatever. It's definitely got me thinking about some stuff, and I shall be putting some non-PodSafe music somewhere up on Mixcloud in the near future. That's one thing I wanted to say. And the second thing I wanted to say was that we went to another conference where they were talking about where you should put your music, and they said, everybody, whether it's a podcast, a mix, whatever, get it on YouTube. It doesn't matter whether you've got a video or not, get it on YouTube. So I've started experimenting. I've put the last sort of couple of episodes of the Zones, Dubstep Zone, Hip Hop Zone, and Dub Zone, onto YouTube to see what would happen. And I discovered something very interesting. I put on when I sort of do those mixes, have been for the last probably about 6 months, ever since my son recommended I do this, I've been putting the timings of when the tracks change, which of course if you've got a mix, you know, it's something that's very difficult to work out which track is track 2, track 3. So I put the timing so it says, you know, at 3 minutes 42 seconds the next track starts. And I want to cut and paste that into from the show notes into YouTube. It sequences it for you, and you can then click on the time time, and it goes to that particular point in the show on the video. Isn't that cool? It's so cool. It's amazing what they can do. And also, I've spotted fairly obviously that the fingerprinting software that they have is awesome, because it works out that you've played a particular track, changes the license from Creative Commons to a standard YouTube license, and says you can't have that one, but you can appeal. So three of the podcasts that I put up did actually spot tracks which I've used, and two of them were entirely legitimate. They were tracks I've used. They got them from iOda PromoNet, which of course means it's copyrighted music, but I am allowed to play it as part of my show. So I accepted that. That was perfectly normal. And then the one, it said there's a track that had nothing to do with that. So obviously it had a digital signature that was similar, which is slightly worrying, really, because it might mean that one of the tracks that I've got has got that digital signature in it from some other sampling. But who knows? Anyway, who cares, in fact? So I challenged that one, and I got back to having a Creative Commons license again. So it's very interesting stuff. So I put some tracks out there. So if you want to see, there's not much of a video element to it, because I certainly haven't got the time to sort of sit here and make a huge video element to it, but if you want to watch if YouTube is your search engine of choice, as it were, you want to watch a bit of hip hop or dub or listen to it rather, then that you can do that now on YouTube. Let's see how that goes. I've never really got any traction with Mixcloud in the past. Never seem to got any sort of a huge number of people doing that, but it's been interesting, and I thought I wanted to sort of follow that through. So I've been doing that. But someone who actually is making a bit of headway with SoundCloud is a guy called The Groove Thief. and his name is Anderson, and he spotted me via Angel Dust Records, said he enjoyed the tracks and wanted to sort of put them into some of his mixes, so I sort of pointed them at the Dub Zone and said there's a few more there, and he's absolutely quite happy about that. But he has some stuff available up at Mixcloud, so go check out The Groove Thief. He's got some stuff available by SoundCloud as well, but Mixcloud as well, of course, it's all for free. So go check that out. Always worth listening, and always worth listening to some new people, so go check him out. Good to give him a bit of a listen. Very, very interesting tracks on there. Right, let's move on. We just saw this band. We saw a couple of bands, actually. It's the Conference Centre, basically doing a party. And the thing about the parties is basically everybody's clamouring around, well, in my case, clamouring around looking for free CDs and then looking for beer. And of course, everybody else is looking for beer and for food. All the musos are just generally sort of linging it around. This band were playing at one of those. The Robbie Boyd Band is the name of them. I couldn't hear a bloody word they're playing, so when I listened to the CDs afterwards, there's a guy at the back of the hall sort of giving out CDs to just about everybody. This was rather nice, so I thought it's a shame I didn't get a chance to listen to them properly. This is the radio edit of I Won't Let You Go.
It's taken a long time to find this feeling. I've seen your soul shine and found it healing. There's no drug like finding meaning, and no revenge in someone bleeding. I can't sleep 'cause I can't reach you. And I can't breathe 'cause I can't feel you. I won't let you go, 'cause this is not where we belong. I'll never let you go. A thousand hard loves must be forsaken for my red queen. You know that I will never let you go. Rewind the days and all these years. Unfurl your scarlet dress, my dear. All the things I've now become, oceans away from what I want.
I Won't Let You Go, the radio edit by the Robbie Boyd Band. You can find him at Robbie, that's Robbie, Boyd, that's Boyd. from London. Yeah, very nice indeed, so I played that. Just looking through my show notes, I got this completely the wrong order, so that was supposed to be track 9, but in fact, track 8, well, now I play is track 9, is this one, which is Mas Raja, is the title of the track, and this is by a three-way mashup by Rafael Aragon, DJ Otto, and Kay Kostov. And I know at least Rafael is from the Paris suburbs, what he describes as Latin Arabia, France. More than like that. This is Mas Raja.
Tropical Masala.
Mass Raja, the three-way mashup there by various different people, Rafael Aragon, DJ Otto, and Kay Kostov. You can find him at find Rafael at soundcloud.com, Rafael Firo, that's R-A-F, Rafi Ral Firo, rather, R-A-F-I-R-A-L-F-I-R-O. Though I even bother pronouncing these things, I'm sure you're going to have to find them on the website, which is of course PeteKogel.com, which you should have got by now because you've probably been listening to this for quite a while. Anyway, thank you for listening. I do hope you've enjoyed the tracks. I'm going to leave you with one last track. It's another track off the Mumba Deep Volume 2 compilation that comes out of BDR Dance Floor, the sister records to Broken Drum, for Mr. Jinja Shinobi. And Shinobi-san has given this a number of fantastic, I think it's 14, isn't it? No, it's 18 different tracks. This is track 1 on the album. I think it's rather good. Metal Moonbaton by Johnny T. You can find him and more at soundcloud.com/BDR Dance Floor. Until then, thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed PCP 401. Come back next week for more idle ramblings and some fantastic music. Not necessarily in that order. See you soon, folks.